Well, I guess I was a little surprised, given that it came from a Walker appointee. Often we've seen these kinds of decisions that are so inherently political, kind of going with the partisan affiliation of the person who appointed the judge. And so that part of it's a little surprising. It, you know, definitely not shocking. But the surprising part, I think, too, is how strongly worded the decision was. I mean, the judge calls the argument of the Walker administration that because the vacancy happened in 2017, they didn't have to hold a special election, which she is called absurd. She said that's, you know, and the vacancy happening in 2017 is a longer vacancy one than one that happens between January 1st and the beginning of May. And so that just doesn't make any sense. But also they called him out on this idea of strict constructionism, and to say that, you know, the governor has always said that we want to follow the law explicitly, and here's a clear case where they weren't following the law. And so the judge, again, called them out on this and said we have to, you know, hold these elections as soon as possible.
Well, what are the possible outcomes here? Do you think this will likely be appealed up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
Well, I think that's probably likely that it will be appealed, but on the other hand, you know, given that the ruling was so strong and, you know, so clear in its rebuke of the governor's position, it's possible they might say, well, you know, we're probably not likely to prevail. That if the Supreme Court is looking at this ruling, they'll see the same thing that the Dane County judge saw, and to be, you know, rebuked by the state Supreme Court could become a potential political liability for the governor. And, you know, he's up for re-election this year. And so to have that as a sort of major embarrassment, I think they'll think twice about that before they appeal it, because it was such a strong ruling from a judge that Walker himself appointed.
Eric Holder's group is taking a stand in elections across the country. It's endorsing candidates, campaigning, things like that. But is this case unique in that the group stepped in and sued somebody?
This may be the only time so far that they've stepped in and actually filed a lawsuit. But I know their group has been quite active around the country in a variety of settings. And so this might be part of their broader strategy, is to try to, you know, bring legal cases when they think it's appropriate.